This is a very rapid overview of INX, just giving you an idea how it looks and how it works. If we hit zero, for example, this is just explaining a little bit about what INX is about and what to do if you make a mistake or you need to escape. The introduction is animated and takes a while, so we'll just skip on to number two, which is radio streams. We have a number of stations you can just tune into directly here, or if you prefer, you can search, hit S, and type in some keywords, and this script will go out and look on Shoutcast for a match for your keywords and play it. The tutorials were one of the original reasons for making INX. The idea is that you can learn about the command line and become comfortable working in a virtual terminal and find out some of the things that can be done there. This goes from the very simple to the moderately advanced, depending how you define advanced. Time and clock settings, very simple, we'll skip that. GNU Screen is a gem. You definitely want to learn about GNU Screen. It allows you to run a number of applications in one virtual terminal. Think of it as a kind of a tabbed session manager. It allows you to switch between different applications within the one session in one screen. These numbers refer to a few, if you like, demonstration examples of the use of screen, and of course there's an introduction as well. The USB menu allows you to attach USB devices and access them in various ways. It's pretty straightforward to use. The instructions are right there. There's quite a lot under net and web. Browsers, email, internet radio, we've seen, although there are other options for that too. Internet relay chat, the net monitors allow you to see what's going on the network. Dial-up and DSL you probably won't need if you're on broadband, but if you do, there it is, and it's pretty easy to use. The secure access menu uses SSHFS. What this means is you can use files on any server running the secure shell server, the SSH server. That can be done over the internet or on the local network, and those files then become accessible as if they were local. This is an approximation to an office. There's a calendar, spreadsheet, calculator. You have choices of editor, or you can run a GNU Screen office, which has several of those in one session. And of course, there are other bits. Including a screensaver, see Matrix. So that gives you at least some idea of what INX looks like and what you can use it for. I suggest that you look at the other videos to get more detail.